Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
There is a yellow level 2 warning that's been issued for severe thunderstorms over Gauteng, as well as the Mpumalanga Highveld, southern Limpopo and the extreme eastern parts of the northwest. Morning fog in places on the Highveld. Pretoria up to 31, Joburg 30, Mbombela and Polokwane 29, Emalahleni 27 and Rustenburg up to 32 degrees.
Good morning. Kuni says there's a stationary truck on the N3 south at Van Buren. He says there's no wheels on the trailer. Please be very careful there.
Johannesburg Emergency Services say two motorists were rescued late yesterday when they got stuck on flooded low-lying bridges after very hard rain. There were also two incidents where walls collapsed in Johannesburg. Motorists are urged to be careful on the roads this morning where there could still be debris after that storm. And the parent company of Instagram and Facebook, Meta, is launching a facial recognition tool to detect scam adverts featuring images of celebrities in especially Britain, the EU and South Korea. Fake adverts featuring doctored images of celebrities are widespread on social media, often luring users into sharing their personal information or sending money. Meta's new tool will scan the profile picture of the well-known face and compare it with faces appearing in suspected fake ads, which will then be automatically blocked if misused is confirmed. With that, looking at our business news. South Africa's manufacturing sector faces a bleak future, with experts warning that ongoing trade uncertainties, especially with the US and China, are major risks. Manufacturing production dropped 1.2% in December last year, with key sectors like metals and automotive struggling. Labour expert Michael Begraham suggests businesses can balance cost-cutting and fair employee treatment through bargaining councils.
The bargaining councils in the manufacturing industry will always protect the workers, and the trade unions will always enforce that protection. But you can't enforce employment if there is no job.
The rand has strengthened while the US dollar fell to new 3-month low as the US trade war with its partners developed. Asian markets climbed this morning after US President Donald Trump announced a 1-month tariff delay on auto imports from Mexico and Canada. A dollar this morning at 18 rand 30, a euro 19 rand 75, a pound 23 rand 59 cents. Gold at $2,922.87 per fine ounce. Oil dropped to below $70 per barrel for the second time this week, this morning at $69.81 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khadija D'Souza. It's more news at 7.
Well, unfortunately, it has happened again. Yeah, here we go again. A century from David Miller was not enough as South Africa were eliminated by New Zealand in the penultimate round of the Champions Trophy in Lahore yesterday. Chasing a mammoth 363 for victory, South Africa were restricted to 312 for 9 as the Black Caps picked up a 50-run win and secured a place in the final against India in Dubai on Sunday. Springbok coach Rassie Erasmus says he hopes to add 3 matches to the 13 tests scheduled for this year. The world champs are set to start their season at home to Italy on the 5th of July and finish against Wales away to Wales on the 29th of November. And Rassie told a press conference yesterday in Cape Town that he hopes to add a match against the Barbarians in June and 2 more tests against opponents who are still to be decided. A busy week of Betway Premiership action saw second place Orlando Pirates narrow the gap to log leaders Sundowns to 16 points with a 1-0 win away over Chippa United. The league leaders, meanwhile, held to a 1-1 draw at the Mpumalanga Stadium by Golden Arrows. Richards Bay extended their unbeaten league run to 6 matches with a 2-1 win over Sekhukhune. SuperSport United held to a goalless draw by AmaZulu, and Cape Town City drew 1-1 with TS Galaxy. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's your Jacka Sport.
Jacka FM plays more.